So mi she ba bader v'lo haya. Today's daf is daf lamet chet. Said at the beginning. Mi she ba baderach v'lo haya biyado lulav litol. A man is driving along the road. He doesn't have a lulav. I guess in those days they didn't give out lulav in the gas stations the way they do today. But l'kishikanes lebeito, when he comes home, yitol al shulchano. Strange mishnah. He comes home. He should take his lulav together with his meal. Huh? So apparently, I mean, what the Mishnah must be referring to is that when he comes home, if he didn't do the lulav immediately, yitol al shulchano, even at the table, if he has to stop his meal, he should stop his meal and take care of his lulav and esrog. Lo natal shacharit, if he didn't do that in the morning, yitol ben arbaim, he's got the afternoon. Shekol hayom kashel lulav. Says the Gemara, wait. You say first, not lo al shulchano. Now, not lo al shulchano clearly has got to be saying, lemeimah de mafsik. In other words, you've got to stop eating. Break up your meal, take your lulav and esrog, and then go back to eating. But we know that we had in Shabbat, ramini, imit chilul ein mafsikim. We had the case over there by mincha. So it says over there, a person is not supposed to start a haircut near mincha time and so on. If he does, so then he doesn't have to break in the middle or start a suda. Doesn't have to break in the middle of his suda. Finish his suda and then daven mincha. Why over here can't he finish his suda and then take his lulav? Omrev safra lo kasha. Hodi ika shahut bayon, hodaleka shahut bayon. The two cases were different. The case over there in the Besechet Shabbat was talking about that there's plenty of time to daven after the suda. Mashenke in the Mishnah here is talking about that this suda is going to be going on basically till after the Zman. The Chiddush, therefore, is you can't put off to a more convenient point your lulav and etrog. You break wherever you are, do your lulav and etrog, and then go back to the Zman and say, all right, let me wait at least until after the main course. No. You break now, you go take your lulav and etrog. Omar Rava, wait, I'm not convinced that there was a problem in the Mishnah in the first place. My Kush, I don't get it. I mean, isn't it obvious that there's a difference between Tvilas Mincha and the Tilat Lulav? I mean, Hadi Oraita, Hadi Rabbonan, Lulav and Esrog is a Chiyav D'Oraisa. Mincha Mela, I don't have a Mincha. I mean, it's not a Chiyav D'Oraisa, I don't have a Mincha. It's a Rabbonan. So, if we're not so makbid. If you miss Mincha, you miss Mincha. Not the end of the world that you have to break your Suda. And maybe over here, it's the end of the world if you miss your Lulav. So therefore we tell you to break. So why is that a problem? Elam Arava, look, I know there's been a lot of discussion about this Mishnah and that everybody considers it a problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. You misunderstand it. There is a problem, but the problem is directly from the Mishnah, not from the reference to the Sugya in Shabbat about Tfilat Mincha, which is not comparable. It's right here. Ikasha Akash. We've got a problem with the Mishnah. It's in the way the Mishnah is constructed. First, the Mishnah says, "Likish yikadeis lebeito, notla shulchano," meaning the mafsik. In other words, you have to take care of it right now. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The way that it's saying you have to take care of it right now is by telling you, "I don't care if you already started eating breakfast. Stop." So that's the point. Take care of it right now. So what are you going on to say? Well, truth is, you have a whole day. Lo natal shacharit, yitol ben arbaim. That seems to be saying you could be relaxed about this. So amalo mafsik. The implications, therefore, would be, no, so why break up your breakfast? Wait till after breakfast and be noto ben arbaim. That's the problem. It was on that problem that we answered. Amrev safra lo kasha, hadika shahut bayom. If you're going to have plenty of time after breakfast, so finish breakfast. And when it said, al shulchano, it was talking about how the leka shahut bayom. Says Rabbi Zero, that's a problem. How did you read the Mishnah? Didn't everybody in this room read the Mishnah? You told al shulchano that that's the correct way to do it. But if you didn't, so now I need to know up until what point is there a mitzvah of lulav? If you didn't, so that's how to read it. My kusha, dilma mitzvah of suki. Actually, the mitzvah is to break up your breakfast to take care of it right now. It's just that then the Mishnah continues, and how about lo natal shacharit? How about if you didn't? So then we're telling you, You told Ben Arbaim shekol ayum kasher lelulav, but we never indicated that lechatchila you could be relaxed about it. I'm going back to the original question. I'm sorry. Shalom Reb Zera. The correct way was what we asked lechatchila. Liolam kiriyaminam ikara. The question that everybody had discussed for generations about this Mishnah was the contrast to the sugya in Shabbat. And indeed, the kasha was from Mincha. Now, Rava, he's the one who made the mistake. Because Rava was saying, what's the problem? Mincha is the Rabbanan. Netilat ulav is the Oraita. Really? Netilat ulav is the Oraita. You read the Mishnah again. Misha baba derech. He's driving along. When was he driving along? On Yontif? He was driving along. Obviously, this is during Chol HaMoed. Huh? Chol HaMoed, Mitzvah of lulav is the Rabbanan. Ha ha ha. So that's the correct way to read the Mishnah. Le'olam kedam rinam yikara. It's exactly the way that we understood it originally. The Kashal HaRava is saying, well, what's the problem with that? Lulav is the Oraita, Minchas Rabbanan, not so. Hacha b'Yom Tov Sheni, clearly we're talking about, again, Yom Tov Sheni never means Yom Tov Sheni, Shogol Yot. Yom Tov Sheni means the rest of Yom Tov. So Hacha b'Yom Tov Sheni, where mitzvah of lulav is only the Rabbanan. De Kanami, if you read the Mishnah carefully, that becomes clear. Minitani Misha Baba Derech, a guy was on the road. Vein Biadolulav. I understand, you think it's referred to Yontav. He's talking about the Yontav Rishon. How was he on the road? Mishori obviously wasn't on the road. Therefore, there's got to be a reference to Chol HaMoed. Now, the whole thing, it works out perfectly. So, why do I have to be Mafsik Chol HaMoed for a Lulav Derabbanan if I don't have to be Mafsik for Mincha? Therefore, we need the explanations that we gave.
Sukta Heilige Mishnah.
Mi shaya evet, o isha, o katan, makrinoto. Somebody, you know, in those days, the Hallel used to be read by the Shliach Tzibur, and everybody would be yotzei with his reading. Now, this was be'etzem a takona that had been made. Just as nowadays we have somebody read the Torah for you. So we don't want to embarrass people who come up there and don't know how to lean. So there used to be, at the time when people weren't generally bekiyim, to be able to read the Hallel themselves. So they had the Shliach Tzibur do the Kriya. Everybody would hear the Hallel and would be yotze with that person's Kriya. But if the one who was reading the Hallel for you is an Eved, or Isha, or Katan. So you're the guy who didn't get the shul. So he's got his kid reading the Hallel. His kid's not bar mitzvah yet. Or his wife reads the Hallel for him. Or Tavi Avdo reads the Hallel for him. So he's not a Bucky, but his Eved's a big Bucky already, understand? I mean, this guy's really a low-class kind of guy. This is the guy he's got to have to read the Hallel for him. So there, he can't just listen to what they're saying, because they can't be motziim because they're not chayev. Therefore, he has to actually say it with them. Ona acharehim mashem omrim. So they say Alleluia and so on, and he repeats after them. So repeat after me. But tavolo me'era. But he deserves to be cursed. This is who he appoints as his halal sayer. Guy's such an amoretz. Either he doesn't know how to read, but he couldn't learn how to read, what an idiot. Or, assuming he did learn how to read, this is the type of person he calls to be the Shliach Tzibur for him. Imaya gadol makriyoto, but if it were a gadol who was reading the Hallel for him, so then he doesn't have to repeat the words that the gadol says. Instead, one acharav haleluka, the chazan says a posek, or half a posek, depending on the length. Basically, the way the Teimanim do it today, anybody who davened with the Teimanim will note that the way they say Hallel is the Shliach Tzibur reads a Pasuk, and everybody goes, Hallelujah! And then he reads another Pasuk, and they do that again, and they keep doing it all the way through the whole Hallel. That's the original way of reading the Hallel. So, Oneach Rav Hallelujah.
After every Pasuk?
After every Pasuk, or a half Pasuk. Depends how long it is. A good breathful, you know. Makom shenahagu lichpol. Now there are places where there's a minhag to read from Odecha and double it, like we do. We double every pasuk from Ot Chakiyani Tani all the way till the end of that capital. Why do we do that? Because the entire rest of that perek was doubled, poetically doubled. So it starts with the hodu and it ends with the hodu, and then every last part is docho dechitani, is doubling of the dechitani. Then the Shema Shemekra, Tov Lachasot, Tov Lachasot, right? Sivavuni, Sivavuni, Yimin Hashem, Yimin Hashem, Lo Amuz, Lamavis Vonesanoni. Every word, everything is poetically doubled. So when it stops doubling at the Otcha, there was a minute to continue the doubling, literally doubling, and to make up for it. But there are places where the minute was Lifshot, to say the Halakip should meaning once, Yifshot, Livarech, where there was a Makam to be Mavarech, see this means Livarech Acharav, to say the Halaluka afterwards, which is our minute, to end the Halal with that Bracha. So there Yivarech. Hakol kemin hagamedina, halal, basically, you do the halal the way the area that you're doing it is the minhag to do it. Tana Rabbana, now the Braita, not in reference to halal, in reference to brachot, points out that be'emet amru, look, nobody argues about the question of whether you can be yotze with your son being mavarech, an eved, a ben can be mavarech la'aviv, an eved can be mavarech la'rabbi, an isha can be mevarechet leba'ala. Of course, as the Gemara in Brachas explains, this is only where the chiyuv of the father, Rav, or Odin, was derabbanan. So let's say he ate less than a shear that's b'chayivim birkat amazon dioraita. So then, the katan, or the eved, or the isha, also whose chiyuv is derabbanan, can be motzi, your chiyuv derabbanan. Okay, that nobody argues about. Nonetheless, avalam ruchachamim, tovo me'ira la'adam, a person who doesn't want to take the trouble to learn how to read himself, and how to say brachas himself, he should be cursed. He wants to rely. She'ishtov anav mevorchim lo, that's not the way a person who cares about things acts. Amar Rava, you know something? He says, Rava, nowadays we have a very complex minhag of how to read the halal. We don't have this minhag of Rava. We've settled on certain elements of it, but not all of it. But at the time of the Gemara, they had a very complex minhag which was calculated to preserve every last one of the dinim of Kriyas Halal so that none of them should be forgotten. So despite the fact that things change, there are periods where people are ignorant, don't know brachas by themselves, periods where everybody knows. There are periods in which they're makbid on the shira of the halal, periods where they're makbid on the amira of the halal, and so on. It's important to get straight all of these various halachas, and in our time, says Rava, the halachas were basically embedded in the minhag of the halal, which is a minhag full of contradictions. And the reason it's full of contradictions is because every element is phased in according to a different phase of Jewish history. So that whenever that comes back, you'll have a reference point. The reference point will be the halal. It's an amazing thing. So he says, look, kama hilchata givarta, there are great halachot, ikala mishma min haga da'alila, that we can now learn from our minhag of the halal. Because what we do today is, the Chazan begins with the word Halleluka, before he says Halleluah Avdei Hashem. And everybody says Halleluka. The Chazan is quiet, everybody says Halleluka, and then he goes on and says Halleluah Avdei Hashem. What is the point of that? Mikan shemitzvah la'anot Halleluka. From there we see that there is, even for Bikin, a mitzvah to say Halleluka at the beginning as a response to the opening words, Halleluka. Hu omer Halleluah Avdei Hashem vehein omrim Halleluka. The next thing that we do is the Chazan says Halleluah Avdei Hashem and everybody goes like the Teimanim go, Halleluka. Why do we do that? That's to give an example of what would be,
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This
one second. Perfection. Very nice. So, okay, so everybody says hallelujah. That's to tell me, that's to remind you that if you're at a time where not everybody says the hallelujah, so then there's a mitzvah indeed to answer hallelujah after the person who's being makri the hallel to everybody. But the way to do it is to say hallelujah.
Why don't you say it?
Mikan shimaya godo makri hallelujah. Hu omer hodu l'Hashem. Now you'll notice that, again, nowadays we actually read the Hallel ourselves. So we don't need to answer Hallelujah, correct? But what will be at times when people will forget how to read? So there the mitzvah is to say Hallelujah. That's what it means. He says Hallelujah. From there we see that there's a mitzvah to say Rosh Prakim, because the beginning of that mizmor is Hodu Lashem. So that comes to tell you that even in a case where you normally you'd be just saying Hallelujah, because you would have a makri, there's an inyan to say the Rosh Prakim. Again, we don't say Rosh Prakim except for this one, because we're using this one as a dugma. We really wouldn't have to say Rosh Prakim, we say the whole Hallel. But what would we do in a case where we're saying Hallelujah and only the guy up there at the Shliach Tzibur, he's saying the Hallel? So at that time, you need to remember that there's a mitzvah to say the first, the opening words of each parak of Tehillim. So we're miyached, one time where it says Hodu Lashem, which is the opening of the parak, that's the one we say. But that's a model for people who aren't reading the Hallel, that they should say everyone. Even if you're saying Hallelujah after every other word, you still have to say the Rosh Prakim. Now, why do we have the minhag of the Shliach Tzibur saying Ana Hashem Oshiyana, and everybody says Ana Hashem Oshiyana? Ah, that's to remember that if the Shliach Tzibur is a kotel, that then you can't just say Hallelujah because you're not Yotzei the Kriya. So in that case, you have to say the whole thing. So that's to remind you, Mikan, she'im haya katan mikare oto, so oni macharav mashu omer. You have to say every word that the Kotan said. So this is an example of that phenomenon. Doesn't mean that a Kotan is doing it, and it doesn't mean that you're not reading the whole Hallel. But we were koveya that behavior to remember this halacha. Whole different way of looking at the halacha. Hu omer ana Hashem atzlichana, v'hem omrim ana Hashem atzlichana. Why? Mikan she'im balich po kofel. That's to teach you, even to those people who are not kofel, everything from odecha Hashem, kianitani. So, that's to teach me that nonetheless, they shouldn't forget that if there's a desire to be kofel, to match the poetry of the beginning of the parak, you can do so. So therefore, we gratuitously are kofel on Hashem Atzlichana in order to remember that halacha. Mikan shim balich po kofel. Now they also had a minute that the Shliach Tzibur said, Boruch Haba, and everybody else says, B'Shem Hashem. Now that's weird. I mean, either you're going to say something yourself, or the Shliach Tzibur is going to say something. To split it into halves is ridiculous. But why do we do that? Mikana Shomea Ka'ona. We do that in order to show that there's no difference at all between saying something yourself and hearing it. So the fact that I could say the word B'Shem Hashem to what I just heard, Boruch Haba, I said, well, aren't you going to say it? I did say it. Where? He said it. I heard it. And I had kavona that his saying was my saying. That's a raya that you can be yotze. It's a big machlokas achronim. Interesting. As Reb Kiveger brings a raya from here, But Lamaisa, you could have, say, somebody who's not a Bucky in the first part of Bracha Mein Shalish. Very often people get confused, especially if they had wine and Mezainas and Paris. Wah! So somebody reads the first part for you. And you go on, you read the rest. Once you heard the first part, you could do the rest yourself. Are you Yotze? So Kivega brings a riot from here. You Yotze, that's the whole part. Point. Shomei. He said half, and I said half. Baruch haba, b'shem Hashem. No. Oh. So Tainis b'chazonish is no comparison. Because if the person is reading in order to be Yotze, and he himself is going to finish, so then you're hearing from him what he's saying. But over here, he's not saying a bracha. He's just saying something for you. So he's saying something for you. That's like a cotton macriato. There you'd have to say every word. Right? There's another issue over here of Shomei HaKa'ona, which Rashi brings, very chashuv of Rashi. So he says, so you see from here, the guy's in the middle of davening, and the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha. So he could be quiet. He can be Shemeya. And then with that Shemeya, he'll be Yotze Kedusha. And then he's chayzer l'tfilah, so then it's not considered to be
nothing.
A hefsek. He doesn't say anything. Now, this is a very interesting thing. What is the nafkamina between Shomei HaKa'ona and Hirur Kedibur? Because if you hold Hirur Kedibur, then Shomei HaKa'ona is meaningless. Hirur Kedibur means that if I have in mind words, that the consciousness of words is the equivalent of the articulation of the words. In other words, if I, in my mind, say those words, then I'm basically saying them, I just haven't actualized it physically, but I've gone through the same mental process, and that's Hirur Kedibur. But now, if you held Hirur Kedibur, you could be Yotze a Bracha just by being Maharid, but if that's the case, then if Dibur is a Hefsik, the Hirur should also be a Hefsik. Because it's the same. Rashi says you have to be b'chav and libay. Besides which, why is the Gemara saying mikanshi shomei ha'ka'ina? How do you bring a rhyme mikanshi shomei ha'ka'ina? If the person had in mind to continue the bracha, you could say mikanshi hirur kedibur. How do you know shomei ha'ka'ina? It's a very fascinating studio. Which is, I mean, we were already losing half our audience here, but we're going on too long. But I want to raise it. We'll continue discussing it tomorrow. So that's okay. In fact, is this remarkable? The insight into the minhagim of the halal. You know, like we have all types of other explanations in our mind. Rava's explanation is meridik. Halal came about through a conscious determination to include hilchata givarta in the halal. Bominem Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba. Shama v'lo anamal. He didn't hear this Gemara. How about if you hear, and you didn't say anything, you didn't say not Yaluka, I didn't say Amen, nothing. What would be the din? So, Reb Chiya Bar Abba said to him, listen here, this is not a thing to ask. Chachimaya, Safraya, Reisha Ama, V'darshaya, the whole world knows, Shama V'lo Anayatza. You can get this from the Darshanim, from the Malam Beit Tinei case, from the Chachomim, everybody knows this Abba. It's universally agreed. You're Yotze, as long as you were Shomea. Itbanam Yom Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, Om Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, Minayin L'Shomea Ka'one. I'll bring you a raya from Tanakh, that Shmia is considered to be the equivalent of Amira. Dichtiv. What happens? They find the Sefer Torah. Yoshio hears the Sefer Torah that was found open with the Kololos Mishnah Torah. Shafan reads it to him. This is what we found. He does tshuva on the spot. So Hashem, first we have the Nevi'is. Ko Amar Hashem, Hineni Mevi Ra'ay Al HaMakom HaZeh V'Al Yoshvav, Et Kol Divrei HaSefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda. This is correct, Yirsa. Ask the Gemara, Melech Yehuda, V'chi Yoshia, Koran, Yoshio didn't read that Sefer. V'alo Shafan Koran. We know that Shafan was the one who read it. Dichtiv, because it says, Beferish, that V'ikra'eu Shafan. It was Shafan
who had bedavka been the one who had read all of those things, and lifnei hamelech. So from here you see that the Torah is calling Yoshio as the reader because of the fact that he was a listener. No, well, wait a minute, says the Gemara. Dima bata dakrin shafan kara Yoshio. I mean, maybe Yoshio did read it. I mean, just it wasn't recorded that he read it. But the Pasuk is responding not to the fact that he heard it from Shafan, but to an unknown reading. By the way, we know he did read it much later. He calls everybody together and reads it to them. But that was long after he had personally done tshuva and committed himself to the whole tshuva movement that he created. So, Omer Rebaka by Yaakov, no, because the Pasuk is bedavka concentrating on the fact that he wasn't the one who had read it. Dichtiv yan rach levavcha vatikana mipnei Hashem bishom'acha asher dibarti al hamakom hazeh. Because you had now been machnia yourself through hearing, it specifies, through hearing, bishom'acha, the lo bekoracha. It was the hearing, not the reading. Omar Rava, getting back to Hallel, when you're reading Hallel, don't say, Baruch Haba, and then take a breath, and then say, B'Shem Hashem. Because then the B'Shem Hashem sits there in midair, without being mechubar to the Baruch Haba. Ela Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Ba'adadi. Furthermore, Omar Rava, Lo Lema Inish Yehei Shmei Rabba, and then say, Mevorach. Because then what's the Mevorach that just stands in the middle? Ela Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, all at one time. Omer le Rav Safra. Rav Safra said to Rava, ah, come on, man. Moshe. Called him Moshe. It means he's not a Mgadol. Moshe. Shapir ka'amad. You know, you're getting a little bit too pedantic over here. This is a reasonable thing. Awesome. Ba'al milti. I mean, that person is making one statement. The statement holds together. I mean, we're not idiots. That's one statement. Let's stumble. We don't have kapoda. Somebody's making a statement that he stops in the middle for a moment. It's clear that it all holds together. It's interesting that the Arzarua Paskins is brought malacha not to be mafsik. For some sake, he understands that the Gemara is saying you can't tell a person it's usher, but l'chatchila, certainly it's a hidur to say it together. But he also brings it different. He has, don't be mafsik between Yehei Shmei and Rabba. So this is interesting. The Achronim point out that there's a very early machlokas, which we discussed earlier in Rashi, how to understand the word Yehei Shmei Rabba. Because some understand it, Tosis brings actually ancient makaris for this, not Yehei Shmei Rabba, Yehei Shem Ya Rabba. Because Yod Al Kes Ka is a remez that Ein Hashem Shalem. So the word Yud He is only half of the shame of Yud Kev Ke. So the shame Yud He should be Rabbah is a reference to the Mechias Amolek and the Geula. So Yehe Shem Ya Rabbah. Therefore, don't just say Yehe Shem Ya. That's it was his Girsa. Don't say Yehe Shmei. There's no such word as Yehe Shmei. But then that would be the same of the B'Shem Hashem would be standing in midair. So here too, the Shem Yud K would be standing in midair. Our Yirsa, Yeshmei Rabba, so as we pronounce it, the great name should be Mivorach, a reference to B'Shem Hashem, not a reference to Yud K, Vidavka. Fascinating difference. Shows up in halacha that you'd never expect to see it. Okay, time for a... Rashi brings that very interesting halacha, which is so rare for him. It brings from the Bahag, Rav Yudai Gon, that somebody's in the middle of davening based on the sugya over here about the Hallel, should simply stop his tefillah, not interrupt by saying anything in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, be mechaveh, to be yotzei, for what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. He's saying Kaddish. He's saying Kedusha. So the Kaddish up until Mevorach, he should be, I mean, Rashi has bring the Betzad's Prat Laloch. He should have in mind that he's been Yotzi with the words of the one who's davening, and then he goes back and he continues to daven. So Paskins the Bahag. Lamaisa the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri argue, because they say, if you hold that Shomea is Ka'unet, so then that would be the same thing as talking. So then it's Mafsik, right? Now I mentioned yesterday that there's a whole different sugya of Yirhur Kedibur. There's major nafkaminas, because Lamaisa, we pasken Yirhur Lav Kedibur, and yet Shomea Ka'unet. Now you can see clearly the difference. Yirhur Kedibur would mean that the individual is thinking, let's say his hands are dirty. So he doesn't want to say the bracha. So he's mahar the bracha. Of course, that's the whole sugya in Shabbos. Let's say all of the isurim that we had, a balkari. It says balkari mahar her. Mashma, that even if you would be yotze with yirhur, there wouldn't be an isur in a balkari. So if yirhur was kedibur, it would be kedibur in terms of being yotze, but wouldn't be dibur. That's what it sounds like. Okay, the Gemara over there ends up saying, it's doima lar Sinai. Our Sinai people weren't saying anything. Nonetheless, Balkari was awesome. Okay, big machokas over there in the Rishagim. How to learn Kesinai. What exactly does that mean? But even if we paskin, as we do, that Yehur lav kedibur, there's a big difference between that and somebody who is being Yotze with dibur, where you're a Shomea. Because Shomea Ka'one may be even more like Dibur, since the person is actually speaking. In the case of Yirka Dibur, nobody's saying anything. So the question is whether your thinking is the equivalent of talking. If Lamaisa were willing to look at Shomea Ka'one as more Dibur than Hirur, so then for sure it should be Osir to a Balkari, or for sure it should be Osir if you're not dressed, so on and so forth, you're a mokum mitunaf, or things like that, or like the Mishnah Berurah has a question of somebody who needs to use the bathroom, where he's not allowed to daven himself. Could he be yotze with Shomea Ka'ona? Or does he have to be in a matzav in which he could be a medaber? But lamaisa tainis Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri, that if you hold Shomea Ka'ona, why wouldn't it be a hefzik? There's big machlokas Rishonim, which the Beis Yosef in the tour actually brings his naita to the other side. That most of the Rishonim seem to hold you should not be mechaving to be yotze with Shomea Ka'ona because it'll be a hefzik. However, he says the minig is that this is the way everybody does it. Therefore, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't even bring the other shita. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he just says, He should be listening. That way, he's not going to be mafsik in his tefillah. Which is fascinating. I mean, if you don't know that law, that's not a problem. Because if you're mafsik b'shogeg anyway, it's not a hafsik. It's interesting. As he himself brings the halacha, what happens? It's mamash the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. If you're called up for an aliyah, right, so you're not supposed to be mafsik, obviously, in the middle of your... What happens if you were mafsik? You didn't know that? And you thought Al-Skavad Ateri is supposed to go up and be Yaitse? So, okay, so we paskin over there since you were a shegate, so it's not considered to be a hafsik. You don't have to start over again. Yeah. But I wouldn't chas v'shalom say that he's being seimich on that. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that, listen, he was being seimich on the minute because of the kayach of the minute. He paskin that that's what you're supposed to do. He didn't even mention the others. However, I just want to point out that there's a difference between the Kavona Latzeis, which is the Shomea Ka'ina. Let me ask you something. Suppose he would be Maharit as the person is saying it, Ki'ilu he's speaking it.
That's got to be answered.
And second, so now, in other words, the din of Hirur Kedibur is different from the din of Shomea Ka'ina.
It's weaker.
Because it's weaker.
It's less.
However, it's functionally different as well. Because the Yirur Kedibur, no, it's because there's no Dibur. By Shomea Ka'ona, there is Dibur.
somebody else is speaking. I'm using his speaking. It's a big difference. But now, functionally, when we say Yiror Kedibur, what does that mean? It means that I mouth the words in my mind. Whereas Shomea Ka'one, I'm completely passive. So now the question is like this. If you hold that you should be a Shomea Ka'one, to be Mechavin Lotzes, how about if the guy actually mouths the words in his mind? So he's thinking to himself, Kadosh, 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 not just listening to the other guy. So now already, would we also say that Hirur is Lav Kedibur in a case where somebody is also being Yotze with the Shmia? Wow. I mean, so if that's the case, then I haven't seen anybody bring this problem. But I know that people, when they're Mechav and Shmona Esrei for those things, mouth the words in their mind. It's as if they're saying Kedusha. They're not listening Kedusha. So, huh?
I dafka don't.
You dafka don't?
It seems to me that it would be absent.
That it would be absent.
So I'm Shemeka, and I just stand there passively listening. You know, Chinami,
I think that that's the correct way to do it, because nowhere does it say we pass the year of Kedibur when it comes to a case where there's actually a Maisa of Dibur. But anyway, it's an interesting thing. I'm also mocked not to mouth it. But, you know, people just sort of fall into it. There's also a question of if that's the case, are we cheshish that you're going to end up actually saying something? That's no gas. Suppose you're swallowing, right? So now, can you be yotze a bracha that somebody's making in a suda? You're not allowed to say amen in a suda. Can you be yotze with shomea ka'ona? Are we afraid that you're going to end up by accident saying amen and choke to death? That'd be the same thing over here.
Can't say amen during suda.
No. Of course not. You can't talk at all during Suda. Would you believe it that you can't even talk in the middle of davening? I mean, it used to be halacha like that.
Nah.
But, yeah.
Clarification about this.
Yeah. There's the halacha. You can't speak in the middle of davening.
So,
can you imagine?
And even Priya Torah.
Yeah.
If somebody forgets, to say...
Wait, he's in the middle of asking. If a person is eating, right, so you have to be careful. There's brachas we don't make aloud because we're afraid people will choke. They'll say, they'll choke in the middle of eating. Shema yaktim kana leveshet. Yeah, well, that could be, although people still, believe it or not, even in the post-Heimlich era, people are still choking to death. It's amazing. You know, kids are choking to death because parents haven't bothered learning Heimlich with them. It's amazing. You know, I mean, it's already, what, 3 decades, you know? Amazing. But anyway, so Lamaisa, we're not chashish for that, right? With Paskina, you can use Shemiah Kain under those circumstances. And Ein Chashin, because if Chashin, we have to be chashish for Tehillah as well. But when a guy's mouthing it already, I'm not so sure that it doesn't reach a point at which, you know, I'm saying mind-mouthing. You could also come to the other shayla with your cheshish for hafsek. Okay, anyway, I promise we'll talk about that. Rabbi Yisrael, say hello to everybody.
Hi, you guys, in Johannesburg. Somebody forgot to say Moshe Baruch.
Yeah.
And you remember when the Shlech Tzibur said, can you be Yotze with this?
No, anyway, it's not a problem here because everybody says, it says Morid Atal.
No, he forgot to say.
He didn't forget Morid Atal.
Yeah.
He forgot Morid Atal.
You know, in this, the South Africa, we don't say Morid Atal. We say,
where are you living? Here everybody says Morid Atal. No, then you can't be. We're not, because we don't believe the guy will be Mechavan the whole time. You have to start over again. You can't just be Yotze those words, right? But we're not saying that the person's going to be able to maintain his kavana for that to be yotze with the shliach tzibur. You have to daven yourself. Okay, let's do our brief. Ein mafsikin. Amar Rav Safra lo kasha hadi ika shahut payom. Hada leka shahut payom. Amar Rav, I don't get the kasha in the first place. Dilma hadi right to the rabbana. El amar Rav, ika shah kasha. It's a yard site. All right.
Hadi kashas b'amad ala kashas b'yom. Omer Rav, my Krishna b'hadi raisa d'rabbonu. Elo Omer Rav, kash or kash, l'kish, kanes l'beis on ato ha-shulchano, amad ha-mafsik. And then it says, lo natal shakas yito b'in arbaim, amad ha-lo-mafsik. Omer Rav Safalo kash, hadi kashas b'amad ala kashas b'yom. Omer Rav Zira, I don't get the kash, I mean, dilan mitzvah l'afsuke. Then the Mishnah is just saying, and what about if you weren't? Elo posik yito b'in arbaim. Shikolayom kash l'lulav. Elo Omer Rav Zira, the first way was the right way. We're not talking about Yontav Rishon. We're talking about Yontav Sheni, where the lulav is the Rabbanan askina. Take an amik. Look at the Mishnah. Misha baba derech vein biyado lulav. Isak dach Yontav Rishon. How could he be a baba derech? Mishari. Misha yevado isha o katan makrinoto o neachrim mashen omrim. But tavolo meira. Ima yagado makrioto o neachra valaduka. Mokom shenoga lichpo yichpo lifshot yifshot. Livarech, meaning Livarech acharav, Yivarech. Hakol kibinag medina. Tana rabbanan, b'emet abru ben mevarech l'aviv, ben mevarech l'aviv, yish mevarech l'ba'ala. Aval amru chachamim, tovo meira, l'adam shishto v'anav mevarechim lo. Amar rava, hilchata gevirte k'lemishwa minagin alila. Hu omer haleluka v'in omrim haleluka, mikan shemitzvah l'anot haleluka. Hu omer haleluka v'de Hashem, v'in omrim haleluka. Mikan shimaya gadol makriyato neachrav aluka. Hu omer hodu l'Hashem v'inomim hodu l'Hashem mikan shemitzvah lanot roshei prakim. Itmana miomer b'chana barova mitzvah lanot roshei prakim. Hu omer ona Hashem oshiyana v'inomim ona Hashem oshiyana mikan shimaya katan makriyato nimachrav mashu omer. Hu omer ona Hashem atzichana v'inomim ona Hashem atzichana mikan shimbalech po kofel. Hu omer borach haba v'inomim b'shem Hashem mikan shomea gone. Bobine Ripki Barava Shamavaloana Mahu, Omalu, Chachimaya, Safraya, Reshiyama Vidarshaya Omru, Shamavaloana, Yatsa. Itmanam Ripshim and Pazim, Ribishim and Levi, Mishubakapora, Minayan the Shomea Keone, Dichtiv, et Kol Divrea Sefer, Shakara Melach Yehuda, Vyoshia Karan, Alo Shafan Karan, Dichtiva Ikra Shafan Nifrea Melech, אלא מכאן לשלמיה כעונה, ודיום הבא תדאק, מנו שפן קראו יושיהו, אומרו וחוויה כלא סל כדאיתך. תכתיב, יען רך לבבך, ותיכנה מפני השם, בשומך שדיברתי על המקום הזה. בשומך ולא בקורך. אמר רב הלא לא ימיין, יש בורך הבא, ואוהדה בשם השם, אלא בורך הבא בשם השם. ויאמר רב הלא לא ימיין, יהי שמי רבו, ואוהדה מבורך. ויהי שמי רבו מבורך, Badoni, Omer of Safra Meshe, Shapri Kamre, Asamach, Asuke Miltahi, Vletlan Ba.